Welcome to the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Well, good afternoon, Truth Hurts program fans. It's Steve Z with the Drive Home Edition for Tuesday, the 26th day of March, 2024. We've got a lot to talk about, and I want to talk to you about the fact that our government has us all convinced that crime is normal for human beings. That being a criminal is just a result of growing up in a poor, socioeconomic, underprivileged, underserved environment, and that the hardworking, taxpaying citizens should simply get used to it. We know this because prosecutors aren't prosecuting the lower income people who commit crimes, instead passing off the excuse for not prosecuting them by saying, well, they aren't educated enough to realize they're doing wrong. Or they grew up in a socioeconomic background that is not conducive to hard work and providing for themselves, and that it must be okay to allow certain thefts and certain other crimes to slide because it would be considered racist or bigoted to prosecute people, since the vast, overwhelming majority of crime are committed by blacks and by Latinos. And I put the asterisk on the Latinos because every single solitary one of Joe Biden's illegal border crossers have broken our most sacred and sovereign border law that makes them criminals by default. We know the jails are full of black men because they commit the vast overwhelming majority and percentage of crimes based on demographics. I could go on and tell you that, well, a lot of it has to do with the Democratic Party 60 years ago telling black men to go out and impregnate as many women as they can, and don't worry about taking care of your children because the government will do it for you. But you already know this. This is already a fact that the government doesn't want you to be reminded of, but a fact nonetheless. So here we have a nation who is fixated on watching live PD, or watching cops, or watching this three-letter crime show, FBI, or CSI, or NCIS, or Chicago crime, or New York crime. It's like the damned media is fixated on pumping crime into your brain so that you become desensitized to crime. Think about Linda Fricke, the 60-something-year-old Caucasian woman who was dragged to death by four black teenage carjackers in New Orleans 2 years ago. She got caught in the seatbelt while they were kicking her, punching her, and shoving her out of the driver's door so they could take her Kia SUV for a joyride. They murdered her in cold blood, dragging her body outside the car until the seatbelt severed her entire arm. No, that's not the right time for a ding, Mr. Producer. It was a heinous, despicable, disgusting crime by four thug criminal animals. Ruby Garcia died this week in Michigan at the hands of what? An illegal, criminal, law-breaking, trespassing, invading migrant who came through our southern border thanks to Joe Biden's lax border security. She's not the only one. Lake and Riley just a month ago. And how many other people have been robbed, raped, carjacked, stabbed, shot, slashed, murdered, or overdosed thanks to Joe Biden's lack of any security whatsoever at the southern border? The U.S. Border Patrol says that as of right now, as of March 26, 2024, Joe Biden's open borders with Mexico have allowed over 10 million that we encountered, that we apprehended and released, simply saying, okay, we got you. Go ahead, go on into the country. One day we'll send you a court date so you can speak to an immigration judge. That day will never happen. And for every one of those 10 million that got in and got apprehended and released, between 5 and 15 more simply got away, were never apprehended, never encountered whatsoever. So if 10 million have come in that we know of, and 5 times 10 million at the minimum got away, that means 60 million have come in on Joe Biden's watch. And it's more like 140 million if you go as high as the 12 to 15 to 1 got away ratio that we all know is more realistic than the 5 to 1. I'll break this down for those of you who haven't heard me explain the gotaway situation to you. At our southern border, in a pickup truck with two Border Patrol agents driving along the southern border, miles and miles and miles between this pickup truck with two Border Patrol agents and the next pickup truck with two Border Patrol agents. If the Border Patrol agents in the first pickup truck run across a 15-passenger van filled with illegal, criminal, law-breaking, invading migrants, and they stop the van, and all of the doors bust wide open, and the illegal immigrants start scattering in every direction, the Border Patrol agents might get lucky and tackle the slower, fatter one, and maybe a woman, so they might get two. But in a 15-passenger van that has one person in each seat and two or three sitting on the floorboards because they pack them in there like sardines, let's say there are 20 people in that 15-passenger van. If we catch two and 18 of them scatter to the wind and get away, well, my friends, that is what you call an 8-to-1 gotaway ratio. Two Border Patrol agents each capture one out of 20, 18 get away. That's simple math. It's actually 9-to-1. 9-to-1. Wow. But that's okay, because Joe Biden doesn't just allow this to happen. He welcomes it. And there's an end around that Joe Biden is doing. He is directly chartering people in on airplanes to the tune of 50 to 100 passengers on privately chartered airplanes directly from countries like Venezuela, Colombia, Honduras, Guatemala, deep in Mexico, places in South America, and other nations with hostile intentions towards the United States, chartering them in on airplane flights, and they just fly straight over the border and on into places like Ann Arbor, Michigan, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Champaign, Illinois, and other cities where the Democrats are seeing massive drops in support of Democratic Party candidates. They're importing new illegal immigrants there in the hopes that they can find a way through motor voter laws to get those people not only a driver's license, but the right to vote Democrat in the upcoming election. As of today, we are 223 days from the presidential election. And despite everything they're trying to do to keep Donald Trump from being the Republican nominee, now that Nikki Haley is out of the race, it is Trump versus Biden, where Trump has massive support at every one of his town hall meetings and rallies, and 5 or 6 people show up to a Joe Biden campaign event, and you can't even get them to applaud because they don't even know what the man is saying. But Joe Biden has something on his side that Donald Trump cannot have on his side: interference, election fraud, and all of that vote dump, ballot harvesting, and late night voter ballot dumping, and the unwillingness by those states who are going to be allowing such voter fraud to occur, not allowing poll watchers to come in and verify whether or not the votes being cast are legitimate or not. Now back to my topic of all of those television shows focusing so heavily on CSI and NCIS and FBI and Chicago police and cops and all of those television shows that are police and crime centric, court TV, etc. It's just an effort to desensitize the population, to make crime feel like something that is everyday, normal, and unavoidable. That's why they do it. They're allowing the crime. They're promoting the crime every night on television. There can only be one reason for this. They need to normalize criminal activity in order to destroy the United States as we know it. That's the game plan. That's the game plan. Destroy the United States from within, usher in a new totalitarian government run by the current George Soros-supported candidates on the Democratic Party ticket. Someone like Barack Hussein, Barry Sotero Obama will be poised as the savior who will come in and fix it all. And before you know it, all of your civil rights will be taken away. Your right to keep and bear arms to protect you and your loved ones will be taken from you. Your right to freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of expression, freedom to protest and redress grievances with your government will all be taken away from you. I can promise you, you won't hear the Truth Hurts program once this new regime comes into power, because they will find a way by writing laws that are unconstitutional, but it won't matter because they will suspend the Constitution of the U.S. They'll find a way to silence programs such as The Truth Hurts, because that's the way they do things. Mark my words, a major storm is coming, and there's not very much that you or I can do to stop it. It's happening whether we try or not to report it to you. They will use any means necessary, up to and including infecting a large portion of the population with the COVID virus, like they did earlier in this century. Then they will lock you down and take all of your freedoms away from you in the name of safety and security. That's what their plan is. That's what their goal is. They do not like it when someone like Steve Z hosts a program like the Truth Hurts program and calls out all of the evils that they are foisting upon the populace of the USA. They don't like it, and they're doing everything they can to stop it. They tried desperately to censor any and all opposing opinions that went against Dr. Anthony Fauci when we had scientists, epidemiologists, biologists, medical doctors, and other professionals who had the truth. They silenced them. They ridiculed them. They tried desperately to discredit those professionals because they did not want you to know the truth. Masks never worked. Not when you wore one and I wore one, or when you wore two and I wore two. I'm going to make you chuckle for a moment. I want you to think back to the height of the COVID virus outbreak, the lies that were foisted upon the American people, when I told you, if you can smell a fart through a pair of underwear and your blue jeans, then you can still catch COVID through a little tiny paper mask. If you can smell a fart through your panties and a polyester dress, you could still catch and spread COVID. The masks were as useless as tits on the Pope. And then I told you, the so-called vaccines were not vaccines at all, but nobody wanted to believe me. In order to have a vaccine, by definition, you must take whatever ailment it is you're trying to fight, and you must take a derivative of it and infect the person through a vaccine manufactured with a weakened form of whatever it is you're trying to combat. Then your body's natural immune system kicks in and fights the virus within you. The COVID virus was manufactured in a lab in Wuhan, China, funded through gain-of-function research that was funded by the United States government. We know this. These are facts. This has all come out as fact now. 3 years ago, you were saying, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory. Just a conspiracy theory. I warned you then that this manufactured virus that you all said was just a conspiracy theory, that it was manufactured, it happened at a wet market in Wuhan, a bat, blah, blah, blah. And I laughed and I told you all that that was bullshit. And you laughed. But now, most, if not all, credible epidemiologists, scientists, biologists, chemists, medical professionals all agree that this was not a bat spreading this to a human in some wet market in China. By the way, I was in China here, as I've told you. I went to several wet markets, and I guarantee you, they were a lot cleaner than a lot of the street markets I've seen in New York and New Jersey or in California. A lot cleaner than some of the farmers markets I've seen in small towns. But I digress. I told you that the Wuhan, China novel coronavirus, way back in 2020, was going to be held in a lockbox and would be utilized over and over again to control the population around election time. You laughed at me. You might recall, and I pointed this out to you during the 2022 midterms, I said, COVID is going to be making a resurgence just in time for the midterms, and you all laughed. But there it was. The Biden administration had to temper that, though, because they were out there out of one side of their mouth saying, Joe Biden's going to stop the virus, but not stop the economy. And his Bidenomics and his Bidenflation had all but destroyed the economy. Interest rates through the roof. You remember. It wasn't that long ago. And so you have the midterms come along, and Biden and the Democrats used the COVID virus once again to help manipulate the election cycle. Now here we are, 223 days from the 2024 presidential election, and voila, suddenly we're hearing about COVID outbreaks once again. They're gearing up to use it as a weapon to control the population, to get in illegal American Idol style telephone voting, ballot harvesting. It's a lot easier if you get a whole bunch of ballots in one box and you have one delivery person with a magic COVID mask to dump that box of ballots on the doorsteps of a counting center, than if you have 4,000 little old ladies and young men and old men walking into a crowded polling place. So they will scare and attempt to scare the elderly
by saying, geez, you might want to vote by mail because you don't want to go sit in a crowded polling place with all the COVID running around.
Mark it on your calendars, my friends. When early voting opens in the general election, you're going to see COVID rearing its ugly head for the fifth consecutive year. This is the Truth Hurts program. Again, my apologies, my Truth Hurts program listeners. When you do the program on a cell phone, sometimes the cell phone rings and you have no choice but to answer it. So anyway, I'm warning you now in advance, mark it on your calendar today, March 26, 2024. There will be a point in the very near future where COVID will be brought back and weaponized again to be used against the American people at election time. Many of my friends are saying no matter who they vote for, Biden is going to get back in because the system is so corrupted. The system has been so altered, is so ripe and rife with fraud that it may never be legitimate again. I am trying desperately to urge and encourage those individuals, please, please, please do not give up hope. Do not stay home because you feel as if your vote will not count. We need each and every single solitary anti-Biden vote that we can find. I don't care if you don't like Donald Trump. I don't like Donald Trump as a person. But as a leader, he was 1,000 times better than the clown we have now. Hold your nose and pull the lever for Trump if you don't like Trump. How can you possibly want 4 more years of Bidenomics, of Bidenflation, of Biden's high interest rates, of Biden's disaster at our southern border, of Biden's crime wave, of the empty shelves, of the giving away of our country to the communists, the socialists, the libs, the progressives? How can you possibly be an American and even consider voting for Joe Biden after seeing what he and his crime family have gotten away with? While you continue to spend your hardly earned money, I mean hard-earned money, and highly taxed money, to see your taxes being sent to the hush money fund of Volodymyr Zelensky and Hunter Biden. There's only one reason that Joe Biden has such a keen interest in sending hundreds of billions of your tax dollars to the Ukraine. Remember, the Ukraine is not an ally of the United States, and it never will be. It is not a friend to our nation. The Ukraine is not even a member of NATO. So why is Joe Biden so hell-bent on sending almost $500 billion to that nation who doesn't even like us? There's only one reason. The Biden crime family has made tens of millions of dollars personally off of crooked business dealings in the Ukraine, with Ukrainian government officials, with Ukrainian business interests. They've made tens of millions of dollars in personal wealth. And they know, the Bidens know, that those people in the Ukraine have the dirt on them and would spill the beans in a heartbeat, the moment the hush money stops flowing. That is why. That is the only reason. Do you really think that the Biden administration would be sending tens of millions of dollars to the Ukraine government if Ukraine was trying to blackmail his political opponent, Donald Trump? Why, of course not. This is a pay for silence hush money scheme. It's that simple. So if you want to see your massive amount of taxes being taken out of your paycheck, going to the Ukraine, going to put debit cards in the hands of illegal, criminal, law-breaking Mexicans at our southern border, if that's what your goal is, then go ahead and pull the lever for Biden. You're probably suckling from the government tit and not contributing to the government. Because again, the vast overwhelming majority of certain ethnic minorities in this country, all receiving Social Security, supplemental income, food stamps, welfare, WIC, all of those government handouts happen to be the poor people in our country and the BIPOC minorities. I'm not being racist here, just calling out the demographic facts. The rest of the Democrats are airheaded, liberal, progressive, woke, indoctrinated college people who read books and think they know what the world is about. But it just ain't so, my friends. Anywho, it is what it is. Finally today, search and rescue efforts still underway in Maryland. The Francis Scott Key Bridge was rammed into by a large freighter vessel, an ocean-going vessel, and that thing toppled like a poorly built set of Legos. Fortunately, the crew or the captain or the pilot aboard that ship radioed ahead in the nick of time to keep those normal commuters off the bridge and to reduce the number of vehicles and people on that bridge. They're now saying as many as 8 people are unaccounted for. I've watched the video over and over and over. An apparent loss of maneuvering power is what they're saying caused that vessel to hit that bridge. I have many, many questions. I'm made of questions. Having spent a lot of time on the Mississippi River and in the Gulf of Mexico on large ships, I know that there are redundancy systems and backup systems, things like bow thrusters and other systems that could have possibly helped to steer that vessel away from the support structure of that bridge. But it's going to take a National Transportation Safety Board investigation and a Coast Guard investigation and lots of man hours to figure out exactly what happened, why it happened, how it happened, and who might be responsible. One person reported seriously injured, went to hospital. Another person called in saying he was okay and was not seriously injured. They're saying as many as 8 people still unaccounted for. Our thoughts and prayers to those affected by that. It's going to make one hell of a mess in the bay and for commuters. All right, gang, we've run out of time for this edition of the Truth Hurts program. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024, The Truth Hurts Program Network, all rights reserved. Background music, Jason Shaw and Audio Nautics.